Truckee residents take pride in having their own lake. At only 1.3 square miles compared to Tahoe's nearly 200, Donner may be small, but the clear, cold lake ringed by mountains is no less popular for swimming, paddleboarding, and fishing. It also boasts one of just a few sandy stretches in the area.
Our beach, it's the community's beach.
That's Dan O'Gordon with the Truckee Donner Recreation and Parks District. Almost everyone is worried about the long-term impacts of the drought, but what most Donner regulars don't know is that since 2012, the lake has been listed as impaired for various chemical pollutants by the California State Water Board and the Lahontan Regional Water Board. Joy, who's been coming to Donner for decades, was surprised to hear that the water quality is anything short of perfect.
I am shocked. No, I'm amazed.
But state regulators have known about the issues at Donner for close to 10 years. In studies conducted from 2006 to 2008, state researchers found high levels of chlordane in Donner. The chemical is a common component of pesticides and was banned in the U.S. in 1988. They also found arsenic and polychlorinated biphenyls, commonly known as PCBs, which are found in adhesives and flame retardants and were banned due to their toxicity in 1979. Carly Nielsen is the interim Surface Water Ambient Monitoring Program coordinator for the Sierra Nevada region. She explains that because arsenic also occurs naturally in the area, it's tough to pinpoint how much of what has been found in Donner is problematic.
Arsenic is kind of an interesting one because we do actually have natural sources of arsenic in the eastern Sierra, but some of the human sources can be used in paints and dyes and metals and soaps and things like that. And they also can be from certain fertilizers.
Chlordane and PCBs are persistent in the environment, which is why they're still around decades after their use was banned. According to Nielsen, that could be bad news for human health.
You could have long-term effects of immune deficiencies, reproductive and nervous system difficulties, and things like that.
Fortunately, you're not going to get a big helping of PCBs just from a swim in Donner, even if it's part of your daily routine, as it is for many locals.
The only way that you're going to have this effect is if you're actually eating the fish, because it is a bioaccumulative pollutant. So just to specify, that's any pollutant. Like if you're eating it, it's actually carried in the tissue, and so then it gets carried into your system as well, and it gets held on by your tissues in your body.
Although there was some media coverage of the state's safe eating guidelines for the fish in Donner when they were released in 2011, that document was not widely publicized, and there has been little public outreach since. In fact, the list of impaired waters in the Reno Tahoe area is pretty buried on the State Water Board's website. Nielsen is quick to point out that, despite Donner's impairment listing, the official state guidance still allows for eating fish caught there.
Donner Lake, actually, there isn't any fish that you are not allowed to consume. So all fish you are at least allowed to consume once a week.
The guidelines for Donner were last updated in 2011, and there are no plans to measure water quality in the lake again in the near future. In the meantime, Nielsen says the drought could impact chemical levels in the lake. As shoreline soils dry out and erode, she says they may release previously trapped chemicals. That's a concern given how popular fishing is at Donner. O'Gordon lists it as one of the top recreational draws of the lake.
I would say number one, just swimming. This beach gets packed. And the 37 public piers along the north side, those are all owned by the rec department. Those are just people hanging out on the piers. Probably second would be stand-up paddleboarding or boating, and third is probably fishing.
The impaired listing hasn't made Donner any less popular, in part due to the drought's impact on various other fishing and boating spots in the region, particularly Boca and Stampede reservoirs. The lake welcomed more visitors than ever this summer. Amy Westervelt, Reno Public Radio News.